Good day. I am Mr. A.K. Rupnarayan. I'm the acting deputy principal at Clarewood Secondary School. I'm proud to announce that in 2016, we celebrate our 60th anniversary. It is an occasion that gives us an opportunity to reach out to all our learners and all our parents, and ex-learners and educators. It is a school that caters for almost 1,200 learners. We are based in the south of Durban on the main intersection of South Coast Road and Dunn Road. And as a school, we have over the years served the community of Clarewood and even as far afield as Amgababa in the south and into Zuma in the north. And all other areas between these areas is served by Clarewood Secondary School. One of the attractions of our school is that it offers a wide range of technical subjects in addition to all the academic subjects that we have. So it is a school that is sought after, and we have queries on a daily basis from learners who would like to enroll at Clarewood Secondary.
Tell us about some of the challenges that you guys face.
In terms of the challenges, because it is a school that is not based in the community, we find that learners have to travel long distances to reach our school. So getting there on time is always a problem, and it is something that we are working on in terms of trying to reduce learners coming in late. In addition to that, I think because learners travel a long way, we are not always in touch with the parents directly. So we do have a range of issues in terms of discipline and other matters that needs to be rectified. And we invite parents to continuously keep in touch with us so that we could attend to such matters and then focus more on the academic matters at school. In terms of the needs of the school, because it is a state school, all our funding is through the school fees, and we actually have at this point just about a 30% return on school fees. So with the funding that we appeal to for the community out there, we at this point would need funding for things like upgrading our classrooms, sporting facilities. We actually have an open assembly. We'd like to improve that area so that our communication with learners and educators is more effective. We do have specialized rooms, for example, drama room, where many learners participate in. These are specialist rooms that needs attention, specifically in terms of refurbishing, lighting, and so on. So there is always a need, also in terms of continuous maintenance of the school, in terms of buildings, in terms of general infrastructure. So that there is a continuous and constant need for.